They came out on the streets of Hebron to show their fury and despair. The Israelis were waiting for them. A familiar battle that's been fought on these streets so many times. And here too, blood was spilt. Palestinian medical sources later said one young man had died. Meanwhile, in the old city of Jerusalem, the Israelis were taking no chances, turning away any young Palestinian men who came here to pray. This is now a familiar scene at times of tension in Jerusalem. Palestinians are having to pray here outside the Damascus Gate because they've been refused permission to enter the old city and pray at the Al-Aqsa Mosque. And here you can see the Israeli police presence. There is a very heavy security presence in East Jerusalem today. After prayers, more clashes and more arrests. As Israel wages war in Gaza, it's keeping a very tight lid on Palestinian anger on the West Bank. Barnaby Phillips, Al Jazeera, Jerusalem.
Further afield, India has the world's second largest Muslim population, and some there are calling for all ties with Israel to be cut. Matt McClure reports from Delhi.
They wave their shoes in anger against Israel and their American allies, raise their voices in sympathy for the suffering of Palestine's people.
The Indian government has condemned Israel's incursion into Gaza, voiced concern for the civilians caught amidst this conflict, and called repeatedly for a ceasefire. But for these people here, it's not enough.
We are here to express solidarity with our Muslim brothers, says this leader. We are here to protest the inhuman bombing of innocent women and children. India is home to the world's second largest population of Muslims, a country that has traditionally been a stalwart supporter of the Palestinian cause. A stance that has softened since it began diplomatic relations with Israel in the 1990s. A position the imam of the country's largest mosque now says should be reversed. We should end all relations with Israel, he says, halt cooperation with its intelligence agency Mossad, stop buying their weapons. A message from India's 170 million plus Muslims that observers say the government may not be able to ignore as elections loom here and the death toll in Gaza continues to rise. Matt McClure, Al Jazeera, Delhi.